Governor Rick Snyder signed a new education budget last week that boosts funding for all public schools by at least $50 per student. But Forest Hills Schools Superintendent Dan Beam says districts face new costs that wipe out that minimum increase.
Over 500,000 children will receive less money next year than they did this year, and that impacts their classrooms, and that's unacceptable in a time of budget surplus.
Only the state's highest funded schools, like Forest Hills, will receive the minimum $50 per student increases. Schools with the lowest amount of funding will get up to $175 more per student. A spokesperson for Governor Snyder wasn't able to comment on whether some schools will see overall decreases when new costs are factored in. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Jake Neer in Lansing.